Welcome back in everyone to a fabulous new Whisper in the Wings from Stage Whisper. We are so honored to get to share with you the show today, the event that we are hosting on our show today. And joining us to talk about this wonderful event, we've got the host, founder, and performer of this event, Matt DeAngelis. He's joining us to talk about the Janus Jam, Broadway for Breast Cancer. It's happening Monday, May 13th at Haswell Greens. You can get your tickets and more information by visiting give.bcrf.org. We love doing episodes like this, where we get the opportunity to help share wonderful events that the theater community helps to put on, to give back, if you will. And this one is incredible. Incredible. And so why don't we go ahead and welcome on our guests so we can dive more into it. Matt, welcome to Whisper in the Wings from Stage Whisper.
Thank you. I'm so excited to be here.
I'm so, so thankful that you're here today. I'm so happy that you are bringing us this wonderful event to share with our listeners, to help promote just the great work you're doing with it. So why don't we start by having you tell us a little bit about what the Janus Jam is?
Yeah, so my mother, Janice, we lost her to metastatic breast cancer in the summer of 2022, and she was sort of the quintessential Broadway mom. She had friendships with my Broadway friends that didn't even involve me. I was talking to whoever yesterday. So when she died on Tony Sunday, 2022, and there's just been so many people in the community that miss her so much, and also metastatic breast cancer is such a serious problem that has affected so many people. And so her celebration of life. Last summer, a year from her death, we put on our first concert, the Janus Jam Broadway for Breast Cancer, and we raised $27,000 for breast cancer research and for funds for critical care for women who can't take care of that for themselves. We partnered last year with the Phyllis Newman Women's Health Initiative because they had such a strong connection to the Broadway community. This year, we're partnering with the Breast Cancer Research Foundation, and we're really, really excited. So much of the money that is raised for breast cancer, it goes to early detection and vaccinations and all that stuff. And that is so important. But we're making sure that money also goes to the back end research of trying to keep people alive who have metastatic breast cancer, to give people more time with their families and to fund critical research that is what happens after people get diagnosed.
That is all so amazing. Way to go. And from all of us here, I'm so sorry. So sorry to hear of your loss.
Thank you. Thank you very much. She was a very special lady. And I think that the goal of the event this year and every year is to have a big Broadway party where we all come together as a community and remember my mom, but also we really remember that we're all there to try to raise critical funds to eradicate this thing. And like I said, to give people more time with their loved ones.
Absolutely. As we were talking before the show, I can't wait for the day where these events are no longer necessary, but I love the idea behind it. I can only imagine your mom would be there with bells ringing.
Oh my gosh. She was a party animal.
Your mom sounds amazing. I wish I could have met her. She sounds like my kind of human.
Yes.
So you kind of told us about like what inspired you to put this together. What has it been like putting together this event, particularly this year?
Well, this year has been really special because we've kind of taken a big step forward. You know, last year we didn't know what we were doing. We kind of put together a ragtag producing team, and all of them are still staying on board, and we've added some pieces and whatever. And it's a really special group of people, some of whom didn't even know my mom, but some of whom did know her very well. My wife is obviously one of them. But last year we had contributions digitally from Gavin Creel and Shoshana Bean and Casey Levy. This year, Casey Levy is performing in the flesh. Her and my mother were very close. John Gallagher Jr. is performing. We just did Swept Away in DC, and he's like, I'm here for whatever you need. And this year, Norm Lewis and Will and Audra and Diane Paulus are all making video contributions. And the most important thing for me is I've always wanted to feel like a part of the Broadway community. It's been regardless of what shows I booked or whatever, it's always been so important to me to be a part of the community. And it means so much to me that I'm doing this thing that really matters to me. And a lot of these people knew my mom, and she mattered to a lot of these people. And it means a lot that when I ask, people have just repeatedly said yes. You know, we've got Jackie Cox from RuPaul's Drag Race, who doesn't know my mom at all, and who found out what we were doing and heard the message and was like, I want to be a part of that. And that's sort of the goal of the, you know, the sort of grassroots nature of what we're trying to build is, you know, we want to continue to go to bigger and bigger venues, and we want to be raising millions of dollars every year to try to help people in this horrible moment that these people are experiencing. And it's so wonderful, and it means so much to me personally that when I ask, people have repeatedly said yes. And I'm asking people to donate their time, and everybody has been willing and has been willing to do more than they're being asked. And it's just been a really sort of a ringing endorsement on how much the Broadway community really can help each other when someone's hurting. And it's really lovely.
That is amazing. Amazing. Oh, that makes my heart so full. Oh, so really focusing on this year's event, what is your goal this year with the event? Is there a dollar amount you're aiming for?
We've already raised gross over $30,000, and we're still 6 weeks out from the event. I would love if the net number started with a 5. I would like that. But here's the thing. What we're really trying to, I'm not trying to put any hard caps on anything. I think anybody who was there last year was asking me about when we were going to do it this year. And what I want to build is a can't miss annual event that celebrates my mom, that celebrates people who are struggling, and who helps, you know, provide services for the people who need it. And I want to make a place that everybody can't wait until that date's on their calendar for next year. And I think if there's nothing that my mom and I both know how to do, it's throw a party. And one of the things I'm most excited about this year is that we're partnering with PJ Adzema and Stage Time, PJ from Book of Mormon, and he's running one of the most fun events downtown, and we're trying to bring it, and he's going to help me continue to run one of the most fun events uptown. We're just trying to make it an experience that people won't forget, and in a place that doesn't, it's a breast cancer charity event, but we're not going to be sad. We're going to celebrate, and we're going to party, and we're going to come together to think about what we can do as opposed to what we've lost. And I'm just really, one of our co-producers is a woman that I was on the Today Show with for a different charity, breast cancer charity event last year. Her name is Tammy Eagle Bowling, and she was diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer and given like 6 months to live, and she's lived for 8 years. So there's nothing that says that if you get people the kinds of care that they need, and if you live with optimism, and if you come together and you live with joy and purpose, and you try to help people, that we can't do miraculous things. And I think that we're trying to be a part of that.
This is amazing. You are truly doing some amazing work. And I'm so happy to hear that you've already hit $30,000. The event hasn't even happened. We're still over a month away at the time of recording. So that is incredible. I think the answer to my next question is very obvious, but I'd still like to know, is there a message or a thought that you hope that audiences, whether they be there at the event or, you know, maybe they can't attend, they still want to support, is there a message or thought you want them to take away?
Well, I think, first of all, we're trying to, if anybody can't reach us, we're trying to grow the event. We don't have live stream capabilities this year, but we will be live streaming on somebody with a big following's Instagram. I don't know if it's going to be Omar Cardona from The Voice or Jackie Cox or Christine or I don't know. We're going to pick somebody's Instagram. We're going to be live streaming the event on there. So look at the @officialJaniceJam Instagram, and there will be information about how to view the event. Beyond that, I think that the message would be, I have been very lucky to be able to take my grief and to make it into something that can help people. I would say my mom was the queen of everybody gets a Valentine. And I think it's the responsibility that when you have any level of visibility, or I'm not going to say celebrity because we're in musical theater and there's no celebrities here. It's just us. It's just us blue collar folks. But like, you know, I feel a responsibility to try to use what happened to me to try to make it not happen to other people. And I think that the togetherness is a message that I would share. I think that even if you're going through something terrible, and if you get the worst news of your life for yourself or for a loved one, you can still make positive things happen if you get a group of people who care together and you work really hard. And I think we're trying to make the world a little bit better than it was before we started. That's kind of what we're trying to do. And beyond that, like I said, I mean, donate. You can donate even if you can't come. The same link that you messaged, that you listed when we started this podcast, you can log there. We take donations that aren't necessarily linked to a ticket. So for anybody who's listening, please share that link. Please donate what you can. We're really trying to help some folks.
Fantastic. My final question for this first part is, who do you hope have access to the Janus Jam?
I mean, everybody. I mean, my goal is for next year, I'd love to be streaming it to 20,000 more people at the first shot. I mean, I hope eventually, you know, I'd love it to be broadcast on network television every year, but that's just, you know, we're just getting started. Who knows? You know, I remember talking to Jerry Mitchell, and he was, you know, when they started Broadway Bears, it was like they raised like $8,000 or something the first year. Like it was just a bunch of people who cared, and they were trying to help people who were in need. And now it's become one of the biggest, you know, AIDS charities in New York. And it's like, I see no reason why, with how affected everybody is by breast cancer and by metastatic breast cancer, that we can't pull on some of those same strings and make this thing a big, huge event every year that people get really excited about. So I want everybody to watch it.
For the second part of our interview, we love giving our listeners a chance to get to know you, pull the curtain back, if you will. And you are a face and a performer that I guarantee anyone and everyone has seen. You have done such great work. But I'd love to know, what or who inspires you? What playwrights, composers, or shows have inspired you in the past, or are just some of your favorites?
Well, I would go with a performer first. Yeah, Gavin Creel. I would not have started this charity without Gavin Creel. I would not have done all the work that I've done for Broadway Cares. And, you know, I was the auctioneer at Waitress for all of our charity auctions. And we raised over $500,000 in the time that I was in the show. And I'm very proud of that. And Gavin Creel is one of the most incredible people and leaders I've ever been around. And I think that he is an example of how you can use your platform to do good. And he's a better person than he is a performer. And I've learned so much from him. As far as a writer, I feel the same way about one of his best friends, Sarah Bareilles. I've been so lucky to be her friend and to work for her. And she's a better person than she is a performer, too. And I think that as I get older, into my 40s now, I'm way more touched and inspired by people who are mentioned like that versus people who are mentioned to how great they are first. I think that it's like, you know, people don't remember what you said, but people remember how you made them feel. And I think that there's real power in that. And I've been so lucky to be around people who have inspired me. And then it just so happens that that same kindness, I think, is infused into the writing of Waitress, and which is why it's one of my favorite things I've ever done.
I love that list. Some incredible people. And I love the mentality behind it, you know, recognizing them not necessarily for their talent, but for what they've done, how they make you feel. Because I absolutely agree 1,000% with that. Now, I know you've been very busy getting ready for this event, among other things, but have you had the chance to see any great theater lately that you might be able to recommend to our listeners?
I was just at the invited dress of Heart of Rock and Roll. We have a bunch of friends in that, which is very, very fun. Everybody should see it. It's silly. There's a lot of Lauren Lataro from Waitress did the dancing. It's incredible. We're about to go see a dear friend, Nick Walker, in Spamalot tomorrow night. We're literally buying tickets as Christine's in the other room buying tickets. Honestly, the most touching piece of theater that I've been a part of or been around is the show I was just in, Swept Away, down at Arena Stage in D.C. I hope it has a life, and I hope I'm lucky enough to continue. It's very, very special. Yeah, that's all I got. We've been pretty busy. We actually were doing our first guest artist, our concert on a cruise ship. We were just performing in China. So we've been in 9 countries in the last 6 weeks. So we've been pretty busy, but we're back now, and we're going to see a bunch of shows. So if any of the listeners have any recommendations for me, I'll take them.
It's amazing. Amazing. You know, with all the great things that you're doing, you're performing in, the great people you're around, what is your favorite part about working in the theater?
I mean, I think I'll go back to what I was saying before about this sense of community, that the group of people that I've been lucky enough to build. I'm coming up on 20, it's 20 years in New York for me this month. And I am so lucky when I look around at the people who are still around in my circle and how much we love each other and help each other and support each other. And then beyond that, I always try, I'm just a blue collar kid from Boston. And I always try to remember that I got friends back in Boston who are roofing houses and stuff. And I get to do this. And in that, I think of the people that see the shows. And I don't need to stage do. I don't like, look at me, I'm signing autographs. It's not that. It's like those people spend their hard-earned money to see a musical that I'm in or whatever. And I think there's a sacred trust in that. I think it's your responsibility to put on a good show for those people who are spending their hard-earned money. But also, I'm so touched by, like I said, we were just in China, and like the access to this thing that we all love and not take for granted, but have access to, isn't the same over there. And I was so moved by how gracious those people were that we brought this thing to where they live. And I feel that way when I tour. You know, I've been on four first national tours, and you know, you bring a new show to this, to some place, and a lot of people can't afford to come to New York with a family of five or whatever, and they go to the show in the Opera House downtown, and like they are so deeply grateful. And bringing the arts to the people, I think, is another part of this that really resonates with me. And I remember seeing shows in Boston when I was a kid and how much it mattered to me. And I don't know, there's something to these people work all week and all month, and they squirrel away their money so they can come see a play. And it's a beautiful thing that you get to meet those people who are so gracious.
What a splendid answer. That is so wonderful. And it actually is a great lead into my favorite question to ask guests. And that, of course, is, what is your favorite theater memory?
The short list would be, I saw the first time I ever saw a musical, like a professional musical, was Les Mis at the Colonial Theater, the tour in 1996. That was really cool. The first time I saw Come From Away is my favorite musical. I think it's a revolutionary and radical idea to have a musical that's about people being nice to each other and nothing else. I'll never forget being on stage for Bareilles' debut in Waitress. That was really cool. I'll never forget watching my wife play Elphaba. I'll never forget Christine's first show as Jenna. That was magic. That wasn't even her Earl yet. We had a week layover crossover where she was doing it and I got to watch, which was really special. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I've been so lucky. There's so many. I love every show that I see. I'm not one of those people who picks things apart. And I can critically analyze things with the best of them, but I try not to unless I'm back at home. Because I think that it's really important for those of us who are in this community to find a way to like everything, because those people work really hard. And I'm so moved by how hard it is to make a musical. And I can generally find a way to have the best time ever at almost anything.
I love those memories. Oh, especially hearing you talk about your wife. Oh my gosh, that's so beautiful. Oh, thank you so much for sharing those with us.
I'm so glad.
As we wrap things up, I would love to start by asking you, do you have any other projects or productions in the pipeline that we might be able to plug for you?
There are some cool things in the pipeline, but as of recording of this show, I cannot talk about them.
So we must stay tuned.
Yes, but please check me. I promise I will post as soon as I am allowed to. And Christine's got some really cool stuff coming up too. So for any of fans of Christine and myself, of which we have very much become a package deal at this point, any fans of us, check out our socials. The stuff will be coming out very, very soon.
That is a perfect lead-in to my final question, which is, if our listeners would like more information about the Janice Jam or about you, maybe they'd like to reach out to you, how can they do so?
I'm on Instagram at MattDeAngelis22. The Janice Jam is at official Janice Jam. You can find my wife, since we're talking about her anyway, at C-Teen Dryer, like washer and dryer. It's an old joke from college, even though her name is Christine Dwyer. But all the information about those gigs will be there, and we'll be inundating people with information about the Janice Jam in the next several weeks.
Well, Matt, thank you so, so much for taking the time to stop by, for sharing those amazing memories and insight. But most importantly, thank you so much for sharing this event and for doing this event. This is really, really something special and very, very wonderful. On behalf of all of us at Stage Whisper in the community, thank you so much for this humanitarian work. You are a true, true amazing person. So thank you.
Thank you very much. And make sure we get tickets soon, because we've already got our VIP tables all the way sold out, and we're about halfway full of all the other tickets. So if you want to be in the room, go to the BCRF website that is on the link in this podcast.
Yes. My guest today has been the host, founder, and performer, Matt DeAngelis, whose event, the Janice Jam Broadway for Breast Cancer, is happening Monday, May 13th at Haswell Greens. You can get your tickets and more information by visiting give.bcrf.org. That's also a really great place if you want to donate and support this wonderful organization if you're not able to attend. This is a great cause anyone and everyone can get behind. We look forward to the day when this is no longer something we have to do. But in the meantime, make sure you show up. Make sure you give. Do it for Mama DeAngelis, who's an amazing, amazing person. We would have all loved to be partying with her. Make sure you show up for the Janice Jam Monday, May 13th at Haswell Green. So until next time, I'm Andrew Cortez, reminding you to turn off your cell phones, unwrap your candies, and keep talking about the theater.
In a stage whisper.
Thank you.
If you like what you hear, please leave a 5-star review, like, and subscribe.
You can also find us on Facebook and Instagram at Stage Whisper Pod.
And feel free to reach out to us with your comments and personal stories at stagewhisperpod@gmail.com.
And be sure to check out our website for all things Stage Whisper and theater. You'll be able to find merchandise, tours, tickets, and more. Simply visit stagewhisperpod.com. Our theme song is Maniac by Jazzar. Other music on this episode provided by Jazzar and Billy Murray. You can also become a patron of our show by logging on to patreon.com/stagewhisperpod. There you will find all the information about our backstage pass as well as our tip jar. Thank you so much for your generosity. We could not do this show without you.